Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome to day 6 of the week of guided prayer. We've explored all week our theme woven with God's love. And on our last day, we hear the threads of peace. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For God gives sleep to God's beloved. Children are indeed a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Happy is the one who has a quiver full of them. They shall not be put to shame when they speak with their enemies in the gate. And words from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And God will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the covering that spread over all nations. God will swallow up death forever. And then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of God's people God will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said on that day, see, this is our God. We have waited for God so that God might save us. This is the Lord for whom we've waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in God's salvation. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 22, Jesus appears to the disciples. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. And the letter to the church, the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen. Our week of guided prayer is almost over. The fabric we have woven on our own as well as with our companion is like an old-fashioned sampler. Perhaps we have come to a conclusion about something in our lives and have managed to finish a beautiful piece of work. Perhaps we have only a few rough stitches and are far from pleased with what we have accomplished. Most of us are somewhere in between. The theme of peace is woven into today's scriptures. Even though the promise of God's peace in my heart encourages me to continue trusting and serving, the threads of peace are sometimes hard to find. It's much like looking at the pictures in a weaver's pattern book and thinking, I like that. Maybe I could make it. It doesn't look too hard. However, those of us who've tried to follow a pattern in anything know that what can look deceptively simple on paper can be frustratingly complicated in execution. The craft of weaving the threads of peace in our lives is not simple. I do have sleepless nights. I am subject to weakness and disgrace. I can be overcome by fear and find it hard to forgive. I may be tempted to take my eyes off the example of Jesus' life. I may find myself lost, but over and over, the divine weaver lovingly brings me back to the pattern I find in today's scripture passages. The message remains unchanged. Follow God's leading. Pray. Meditate on the scriptures. Share. Worry with God, trusting the threads of our lives are part of the divine tapestry. I give thanks for the beautiful work the weaver will do. Somehow, through you and me, as with the Creator's help, we gratefully weave the threads of peace through the tapestry of our lives. And for reflection, where might you weave the threads of peace in your life? Which of the scriptures from this week of guided prayer might serve as your pattern to follow at this time in your life? Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.